Hey, this is Aurelia, and you are now tuned into Black Girl with a Voice. Hey, you guys, I am Aurelia, and I am back with another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Today's episode will be, I just started this randomly, but it will be based off of undermining yourself and, in a sense, dumbing down on yourself. As many of you know, I'm getting ready to pick colleges, go off to college, and, you know, take the next big step in life and things like that. And I will tell you that I feel like I did not realize it before until I just started thinking about it now, that I, in some degree, to some sense, was not realizing, but I was making myself, in the back of my mind, seem like I wasn't worthy enough to get into some of these big, prestigious colleges that I got into, and that I wasn't as important, or if my story, my work, my piece wasn't as recognizable as it should have been, because I wasn't getting the claps that I felt like I needed in the moment. And I feel like that's why when people tell you sometimes that, no, it's not people, it's a Bible verse. I can't remember which one it is. I just remember it from when I was younger growing up, that do the right thing even if nobody is watching you. And I've never really thought about it until just now, but sometimes we always feel like, because nobody's looking at us, because nobody's saying congratulations, because nobody's clapping their hands, because nobody's posting us, because nobody's buying from us, nobody's supporting us like we want them to, like, everybody else isn't going to notice. And sometimes the people closest to you feel comfortable enough to where they feel like they don't have to do that because they feel like you should know that. And then when there's people on the outside that don't really know, that are seeing from the outside looking in, they appreciate you a lot more than the people that are dead in front of you. And sometimes that is something very much hard to swallow. But I always think, like, I didn't even know that this college would accept me for this, or they would give me this because they read my resume. I didn't know that my resume was enough. I feel like I needed more on my resume. I remember doing that. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be doing so much of this other stuff afterwards. After I've already written my resume, what are they going to think? They're not going to know that I did this, that, and the other. And they're not going to see that I did this. And it's not on my resume. What am I going to do? I can't update my resume. It's already been submitted. And the crazy part is I did all of that just for them to say, you're worth it anyways. Like, here you are. Like, you should never let anything define you anyway. You should never let anybody, anyone, any decision that you make, any relationship you get in, anything define who you are anyway. But sometimes it's those things where we feel like, man, if I do it this way, maybe it'll go like this. If I do it that way, it'll go like this. And I don't know if I should take the leap of faith and just jump. But I feel like one of the biggest things that I've had to do, period, from the year 2021 up to 2022, is jump. It's just jump. The biggest thing that I've been saying my whole senior year, my whole time, is the faith of a mustard seed. Like, that's it. Like, I didn't think about how big I am to somebody else, to the whole world, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think about how big my voice is and what I really do, because everybody doesn't know what I do, and everybody doesn't need to know what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't think about it like that. I know when I'm in class, like, it might take me longer to understand something and process something than it would take the average student or another student. But the whole time it's taking me longer, I'm doing better, because at the end of the day, when they put that test out in front of us, when they put that quiz out in front of us, they ask us something right off the jump. Later on, I understand, and later on, they might be slowing up, because sometimes the turtle, you know, when they be talking about the race, the turtle, it wins. Some people feel like they gotta rush to the finish line, and the biggest thing I could just say is take your time. Like, there's no reason for you to rush anything. put your mind to everything that you want to do, because wholeheartedly, whatever everybody else is doing, it might not work for you. It might not go that way for you. You can't expect anything out of life, out of people, out of nothing, out of any situation, because to truth be told, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to go your way. It got to tweak a little bit. It's never going to go the way that you thought it would go, exactly to the precise point that you thought it was going to go. So sometimes when I'm in class and I'm like, I do not understand what this person is talking about. And then later on, I might be like, dang, you know, it's kind of clicking now. Now I kind of get it. You know what I'm saying? You are as big as you make it. Like, you are bigger than what you make yourself. You are bigger than what these folks tell you. You are bigger than what a situation may look like. Everything does not have to be one road, one path. Like, you are bigger than, like, there is nothing that will ever stop you from getting to where you need to go, period. There's all of these doubts and things in your head, let it go. Like, it's hard to think about it, because we are our own biggest, hardest critics. Like, we put so much weight on our shoulders and we want it to feel like feathers, but all we have to do is just take the weight off our shoulders and say, I'm done, I'm burning it, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to go after it, period. A lot of the times, we waste so much time thinking about the past, what has been done to us, what could have been done, why we didn't do this, why we shouldn't have done this, oh my God, only if I would have moved this token instead of moving the other token first, maybe I would have been in a better predicament. Oh my God, maybe if I wouldn't have been with this person, I wasted so much time of my life on this one particular thing. I don't want to go all the way over here because I'm scared of leaving home. I'm scared to stay home. The biggest thing is I would rather me move away or move in the next step and fail than me stay in the same place and never have tried. And I know a lot of the things I have been saying so far has been very much cliche, but I feel like there's something that everybody can't touch and everybody can't see. All of your business isn't meant for everybody to touch and see. Your dreams isn't meant for everybody to see. Everything starts off so small. Everything that I have to my name has started off so small. My resume, when I was writing it, I was like, well, I'm not really sure if they will understand that this is what I do, this is who I am, how much time and effort I put into this, because I can't write that out. You know, you have the opportunity for some colleges and things to write out an essay about you and who you are, but for some of them, I didn't even have to do that. Some of them, I didn't even get the chance to even give them a test score. They just said, I've seen this, and that's all I need. And it puts a little difference to everything that you do. Every time that I wake up, I might struggle a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's what everybody does as a human. But once I get up and I start bumping that music, you know what I'm saying? I start moving and grooving, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good mood. Sometimes you wake up on top of the world, and sometimes you feel like the world is on top of you, and you feel like everything is just falling apart and crumbling. And sometimes it might take you a day, it might take you a couple seconds, it might take you days, a week, months, years to finally feel like you've conquered the things that you need to conquer. But a lot of people fail to understand that what you've already been asking for, you're living it right now. You're living it right now. What you've been asking for, what you've been looking for, you're living it right now. But a lot of people don't show enough gratitude for the right now because they're already thinking about the future, you know? And so much of the time, people let ambition, this is going to probably be, I'm going to probably branch this out to a whole nother episode, but so many people have so much ambition that they have more ambition over gratitude. They have more ambition over gratitude. And what that means, when I say that, that means like, I'm already looking at the other star while I just got the gold star in my hand. I'm already looking at the next bronze star, the next silver star, the next gold star. Like, I'm already looking at the next thing in front of me, and I haven't even appreciated what's dead in front of me. I haven't showed gratitude for what's in front of me. So therefore, every time I go and get the next thing, I'm gonna just start feeling more empty, 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 because I never, I never sat to appreciate what I already have in front of me while I had the gold star in my hand. So I was already too busy looking at the gold star in front of me. I didn't get a chance to really sit there and feel the love and the appreciation for what I've already done. And it's a big thing for the people who are really leaving high school this year, that I've noticed that a lot of us are trying to strive for greatness, whether that's for ourselves, because we got families to feed, because we feel like we got this big weight on our shoulders that has been put on our shoulders since we were kids. And a lot of us live the same story. Maybe it's not exactly the same, but we relate to the same thing. And a big thing that I've noticed is all the time, I've been put through some of the most like horrendous, like broken spirit things, just so later on somebody else can come to me and say, I'm now going through this, and I'd be like, dang, I went through that, and I could understand, and sometimes I might have been going through the same thing as somebody else at the same time and never known it until later on, until it was spoke about. And I just really am grateful about every single thing that I'm able to touch and grow. Because sometimes, you know, when you're growing plants and flowers, you get weeds around that garden, and there's a lot of negative things around you, period. Like, there's so much negativity. And all that I can do, the only thing that I can do, is give love to myself and everybody else around me, is to spread as much joy, happiness, laughter as I can, because everybody else don't get that, and a lot of people need it. A lot of people might not say nothing, but a lot of people need it. A lot of people need that shoulder. A lot of people need that person to talk to. So with that being said, for me, getting accepted and being for folks to say that you've done it, like, congratulations, like, you've done enough, and this is bigger than you, that means, like, so much to me and the world to me, because I've grown up, like, so much without hearing that. Like, I've grown up so much without folks even relaying that they've even heard my story, relaying that they even understood the conversation that we were having, period, about me. And a lot of the time, so many people's story don't get heard. And I know I have so many big dreams and things that I'm doing, that I'm getting ready to do, that I'm getting ready to release. And that just made me feel that much more better. And sometimes, like, even if I feel like I'm falling into this dark space, I always remember that you're always, even when you're on top of the world, sometimes you may feel like you're falling. You might feel like you're down. And that's completely okay. It's completely okay. It's completely okay to reevaluate yourself. And it's completely okay to take time for yourself. Like, no matter what anybody else has to say. And I just wanted to say that, to get that off my chest, because I really feel like that was something that needed to be said. And I feel like other people need to hear it. I don't know if any of this will help somebody else, but I really hope that all the things that I've said so far from my podcast from the beginning, all of the things that, you know, I give out, you know, all the laughs that I share and all of that, I really hope that it does help somebody, it does brighten somebody's day, it makes somebody better, somebody uses it. So thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Well, you will hear me in another episode. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Black Girl with a Voice.